Is your business leaking cash? Here's the five ways to tell if you are and what to do about it.
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Yes, 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 I am Gavin Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast, coming to you recorded live from an afternoon here in Sydney. I'm driving on the M5, which is normally a car park, and today's no different. Anyway, so I thought I'd jump on, record a quick podcast for you guys to talk specifically about sales processes. And the reason why I'm doing this is because a lot of people ask me what's the biggest thing or biggest impact that you can have in my business straight off the bat that's going to give me cash quickly so that I can continue to grow and scale. And it surprises me that the answer is always 9 times out of 10 the same thing, and that is to create a sales process that delivers leads and sales and cash into the business without it relying on you. And so there's a couple of different ways that you can figure out if you are leaking cash right now in your sales process. The first one is that does the sales process involve you at all? So are you involved in it for pricing, quoting, putting together something, putting together proposals, meeting with potential clients, or generating leads? So if you're involved in the sales process, chances are it's leaking cash because your mind and focus is in two different places at once. The second one is that are your sales sporadic? And what I mean by that is that are they inconsistent? It's some weeks do you sign up 5 customers, the next week do you sign up 10, the week after that you do 0. So those ups and downs, if you put your sales on a graph, those ups and downs create inconsistency. That tells me that you're leaking cash in your business. The next part is that you don't have a sales process. And you know, a lot of people speak to me, they're like, hey, why do I need frameworks in place? Why do I need scripts in place in my sales process? Why can't I just wing it? And well, you know, the fact is that winging it means that you do a different thing every time. And on top of that, you can't train anyone else to do it because they can't wing it as well as you. So that might work for you, but if you want to get out of sales, and my recommendation is always that you get out of sales in your business, then you need a process in place. And the last one is there a system? And what I mean by that is there a central location, either a computer system, paper-based system, whatever, where you're recording the leads and you're recording the status of those leads so that you can follow up with them later. So if you don't have one of those things in place, chances are you're leaving money on the table. And the fact is that I'm really surprised every time when I speak to people, they say, oh no, look, if they wanna buy from me, then they'll get back to me. It's not actually the case. People get busy, and the stats are, you know, a whopping 60% of sales happen off the back of follow-ups. And most people give up after the first follow-up attempt. So if you're continually and regularly contacting your leads, either before or after you've given them a price, to follow up, to help them, to give advice, and to give good customer service, then chances are you'll outsell everyone else. Now, why is this important in relation to your business? Well, the whole reason why it's important is that the person who's going to succeed the most in business is the one who can spend the most on acquiring new customers. And the best way to acquire new customers and to have the cash to do that is to convert at a higher rate those leads into sales, so then you can spend that money on more advertising and also pull more profit. That really is the best way to scale up the sales, is to do your follow-ups, to have a system in place so that you can reinvest that money back into getting more leads, and then everything just keeps going like sort of perpetual motion. Now, the best sales process that I've found in my own business, and keep in mind that these processes that I'm about to tell you are proven. Not only have they worked with every single one of my clients that I've put in, it's also worked in my own business. And this process is responsible for more than $200 million in sales at a conversion rate lead to sale of more than 50%, meaning 50% of the leads that come in turn into a sale. Now, right now, if you do your numbers and count how many leads you got in last week and how many sales you did, chances are it's between 5 and 12%. 12% if you've got, you know, sort of a fair idea what's going on, 5% or less if you don't. Now, it is possible to increase that, and here's the four-step process that I go through to increase that revenue and to increase those conversions. So firstly is the lead generation side of things. So that's a lever that you can pull to increase sales, is getting more leads into your business. Now, we're going to leave that to the side for now because that's for marketing and all of that. So we're going to leave that to the side. But let's just assume that you've got leads coming into your business. The first step that needs to happen in the sales process is then a pre-qualification step. So that's either a form on your website or a phone conversation or an email, in terms of going through and identifying which customers are the ones that you want to work with and which ones don't fit your model. Because let's just say you're selling, you're a plumber, for instance, and you specialize in gas fitting, and that's your niche. Someone rings you up and they say, we've got a block drain. You're not going to go out and quote that person or even look at it, and because that's really a waste of your time. So that first step is about making sure that the people that you're spending your time with are qualified, they're the right people, and they're looking to buy something from you. So that step doesn't have to happen by you. You can have your receptionist do it, somebody else who's in the business. They can run through a process and qualify or disqualify those leads that are coming in. The next step is where you do your pitch or your close or your assessment or your quote. Whatever the normal sales part of your process is, that happens at the next step. Naturally, there'll be people who want to think about it. So then in the step after that, you've got follow-up. So historically, you know, between 60 and 70% of people want to say, hey, I'll think about it, come back to me later. So those people fall into the follow-up bucket, and that's when you have a nurturing campaign where you contact those people on a regular basis in a nice, friendly way to see if they're ready to make a decision or if they've got any questions. The last step in the process is upselling and cross-selling. And it's a bit like McDonald's. Now, McDonald's has a right idea but doesn't do it very well because they've got, you know, 15, 16 year olds that are there behind the counter and they don't really care. But effectively, after you've closed the sale, what happens is that your prospect or your now customer is in this buying mode, and it's up to you to identify an opportunity to upsell them, so to increase them in the quality of what you're offering. Or to cross-sell them into something else, so a complementary product. So let me give you an example. So an upsell in terms of McDonald's would be adding bacon onto the burger, right? So that's an example of an upsell. A cross-sell is, would you like fries with that? Would you like a drink with that? So that's making the sort of distinct levels between upsell and cross-sell, and that happens after you've closed the first deal. A really good example of this in terms of upselling is a retailer who sells vacuum cleaners. Really, really well-known brand. I'm not going to mention it on here. But what they do is they offer, say, I don't know, a $29 vacuum cleaner or a $49 vacuum cleaner. You go into their store, they show you how, they show you the model, you pay for that vacuum cleaner, $49, and then you're set to go and walk out the door. But before they let you go, what they do is they pour a bucket of sand on the ground, on the carpet in the store, they pull out your vacuum cleaner that you've just bought, and they vacuum the floor with it. And then they pull out a $149 vacuum cleaner and they vacuum that same piece of carpet and pick up and show you all of the sand that your vacuum cleaner didn't pick up. And then they ask a simple question. Hey, this is worth $149. You've already paid $49 for the other one. For an extra $100, would you like to upgrade? And from the numbers that I've done and from observing and from the people that I've spoken to that go through this process, about 65% of people opt to pay an extra $100. So what has that actually done? Well, that's converted a member of the public into a sale, but has also upsold them so that they can spend more money. So what I want you guys to think about in your business, number one, do you have a sales process that can deliver new customers into your business without you? Because if you don't, then you're still trapped inside your business and you've got to fix that ASAP. The second thing that I want you to think about is, for the customers who are coming to you that have the ability and want and need to spend more money, what's your upsell and what's your cross-sell? Anyway, my name is Gavin Symes from The Founder Group. I really hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you did like it, there's a couple of things that I want you to do. First, smash the like button on wherever it is that you saw it. Make sure that you subscribe so that you don't miss out on new ones that I'm launching. And lastly, please share this information with anyone that you think it might be helpful to. Before I go, there's one thing that I want to mention. In terms of sales processes, I've actually put together the four-step sales process. I've done up a whole document for you to read through so that you can take that, implement it straight into your business. If you want to download that for free, all you got to do is go to foundrygroup.net/sales. You can pop your details in, download it, and take that and run with it. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed today. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you soon.